strikes once more. The writing on the wall is much too great to be ignored. Floods and earthquakes everywhere, violence plagues our land. The last days are upon us, Christ's coming is at hand.
Where would you be
had Jesus come back 5 minutes ago? Would you still be here alone and lost without hope? He will return as a thief in the night. Will you be taken or left behind? Where would you be had Jesus come back 5 minutes ago? This lost and dying world must face the judgment seat one day. They're weighing in the balance for this crime they must pay. Refusing to accept God's grace, how could they be so blind? The sand is quickly falling through the hourglass of time. Jesus come back 5 minutes ago, would you still be here alone and lost without hope? He will return as a thief in the night. Will you be taken or left behind? Where would you be had Jesus come back 5 minutes ago?
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. We've been looking at the Mobridge Church, at the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 2 and 3 deals with the church age before the tribulation period. We know the Bible says that the Lord will return and pull out all born-again believers. And then after that, the tribulation period begins. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 1 says, "Now we beseech you, brethren," talking about born-again believers, "by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by his gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand." So, believers, not necessarily the world, but believers, they know what the book says. They know the Bible speaks about the last days, as it was in Noah's day, or like it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. If you don't know what that was like, then you need to go back and read it. Very much like it is today. And so believers are aware of that. We see things falling apart. We see the moving away from God, the moving away from Bible principles, the moving away from that, you know, the Christian character and the Christian morals. All right, and that is troublesome. But there will be some other things that will take place in the world. This world is being prepared to search for the man of sin. And there'll be turmoil in world governments, the world economy. There'll be an unrest like never been seen before. You see a little bit of that right now in Israel. Terrible what's happening. But these are the end days. And you say, well, what makes this so easy for this to happen? Well, in the church age, you start in the very beginning of the church age, Church of Ephesus. And so the seven churches, there were more than seven churches at this time, but the Lord uses seven churches to describe the beginning of the church age after Israel rejects their Messiah, and then the last church, the Church of Laodicea, where we're at today at the Mobridge Church. And the Church of Laodicea describes the church, just the character of the church, what it looks like, and how the world is able to move away from the Lord and move away from Bible principles, because you see the church moved, and there's a great problem. And so, in the beginning of this, and I think I'm just going to have to jump to the complaint, because when our Lord deals with Laodicea, he says, "I know thy works," Revelation 3:15, Thou art neither cold nor hot. Now, when you think of that, hot, being fervent in spirit, on fire for the Lord. Cold, well, like if I go back to Proverbs 25:25, as cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. To have a consuming thirst for truth that quenches like a refreshing fountain. They're neither cold nor hot. And the Bible says, because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. And so the church, at the end of the church age, the Laodicean church, they're rich. They're increased with goods. They don't need anything. That describes the church today. They have their social organizations. They have their scheduled entertainment. They have their programs that produce good feelings and a false confidence in God. Well, but yet, this is what the Lord describes the people that make up his church. Let me just read it. He says, thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Now, if you go back to the parables of Matthew 13, he talks about the tares among the wheat. And he describes the tares and the wheat. They're professing Christians, but the tares profess, and they're not even aware that they won't make heaven. You can read that for yourself. The end of the Laodicean church age, this church describes people who are so wrapped up in religion and themselves, they don't see what's going on around them. They have no kind of spiritual discernment to see how bad things truly are, because they feel good in the religion. And if they were to open up the Word of God and actually see where they were in relation to God, it would scare the living daylights out of them. But that's where they're at today. And so wretched, miserable, not able to identify their condition, because it's through the Word it reveals where we're at before God. They're poor, yet they have need of nothing. They're rich. Well, they're poor. They're talking spiritually now. The Lord is talking. And blind, well, blind and naked describe their spiritual condition. It says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. How about naked? 2 Corinthians 5. He talks about, Paul is talking about the fact that one day you will die. And when you do die, if you're saved, he says, to be absent from the body, it is to be present with the Lord. But he says this, for in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. You see, spiritually, the robe of righteousness, that's what he's talking about. And so the church, they did not realize that the Lord was not in their midst. If you'll read a little bit later, you'll find the Lord, he's knocking for admittance into the church of Laodicea. And so this is a description of a Christless church. And so he goes on to say, and I'll say this in closing, I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou may see. And so, buy of me. You see, it is through Jesus that you can have obtained eternal redemption. But it doesn't cost you anything, but it costs Jesus everything. And he says, why don't you buy of me gold as gold tried in the fire? He talks about faith being more precious than gold that perisheth. You see, in this day, you don't need tolerance. You don't need compromise. You need people who have been redeemed, who are willing to stand in the gap, make up the hedge, because at the end of the dispensation of grace, there is a need for people to be a bright and shining light in a dark, wicked world. Today, this church describes many religious today. If I was to read on, he deals with those who are saved, okay? And he says, look, you who know me, he says, I want you to repent. I want you to get back. As he said with the church of Ephesus, don't leave that first love. Your light ought to be bright. You're earnestly living for him, saved, separated, and serving. Today, in this world, if you want your family to be in heaven, Jesus is going to return. This message was the last message our Lord left believers. Where are you in relation to this message? Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.